Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. I'm with Layla Mugen, who's our resident nutritionist. Questions can come to questions@drhoffman.net. Is our mailbox a little short this time of year? People are preoccupied?
Yeah, could be because we're upon holiday time, but we always welcome your questions. That's questions@drhoffman.net.
You're right. There's a lot of downtime around the holidays. Yeah. You know, people have time off. And sometimes people can dig down and, you know, think of something they want us to address on the program. So please send questions to questions@drhoffman.net over the long weekend, and we'll be happy to answer them next week.
Okay. So we've got an email here from Nurith. Dr. Hoffman, by the way, I've been listening to you for over 30 years, first on WOR Radio. Yeah. And now on your podcast.
Literally, I've been doing the radio program since 1988.
Wow.
So we're talking 35 years.
Wow.
And so it could be 30 years.
Could be 30 years.
It would be 30 years.
Okay. So at the slightest bump, this results in bruises on my skin. I've been taking 1,000 milligrams of curcumin for several years. In addition, I also take 1,200 milligrams of chiolic cardiovascular. I take 1,600 milligrams twice daily of omega-3s and 120 of CoQ10. Could supplements be causing my bruising?
Well, she kind of nailed it. Those are three out of four of those have the potential to cause some blood thinning.
Yeah.
Major blood thinning.
No.
Does this person indicate their age? Well, obviously, they've been listening to me all the time.
For over 30 years, but yeah. No.
Okay. So, you know, just being older makes your skin thinner and more fragile. Not taking aspirin, because aspirin will cause more bruising.
Right.
And
the only other medication is Synthroid. Oh, this person is 80 on their next birthday.
There you go.
So they will have thinner skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, they're going to have thinner skin. So that's something.
What could they do?
Chiolic, omega-3s, and curcumin. And CoQ10.
Sequentially, first, eliminate them all. You could survive without them for a month.
Absolutely.
What happens? And if it's then better and you're happy, then add them back one by one.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks at a time and see if it changes.
Every 2 weeks to see.
And then you might discover that one or another is the cause of the problem.
Right. Pushing over the edge into maybe too much blood thinning. Possibly.
But it's a small price to pay because these all really have benefits.
They do.
So it makes you. You know, like, for example, there's millions of Americans who take, like, really serious blood thinners, like...
Pradaxa, Eliquis.
Right, and with the...
Coumadin.
Warfarin, Coumadin.
Rat poison.
And they all, you know, you can sometimes see them, their hands are all bruised up, you know, from minor touches.
Think they'll spread New York City with warfarin, Coumadin, to kill all the rats. We're having a rat problem in New York City, where they're even advising us to take out our trash later in the evening instead of having it sit out there all day as an attractive nuisance for rats going by. All the warfarin.
The only problem is that an errant dog, you know, might find something and start, there's a dog.
I think there's been a.
There was a case where
there was a case already where a dog died.
Yeah, it was an Inwood, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Northern. Yeah. not so good.
I wonder what they're using in that rat poison, if any of that is any warfarin.
Yeah, I mean, that it makes rats bleed to death. Now, that doesn't mean it shouldn't ever be used in humans because it's strictly controlled.
True.
But we'd have other medications that have less need for monitoring. To get your protein checked all the time.
Right. So, Neurath, stop taking everything, like Dr. Hoffman said, for a month and reintroduce one every 2 weeks or so to see if that's a quality.
Something's bothering you. Mm-hmm. You can stop it.
Absolutely.
You know, people used to survive, you know, in the 19th century before vitamins. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. That's right. Okay. We've got a question from Roger. I'm not so lucky, Dr. Hoffman. I recently injured my hip, and I'm giving it 6 weeks to get better, you know, to see if I need surgery or not. Mm-hmm. Any recommendations? And by the way, would you happen to know anyone in Northern Illinois?
Wait, was this something about a labrum?
Yeah, a labrum tear, a labral tear in the hip.
Okay, so this is probably diagnosed via MRI.
Yeah.
And what the labrum is basically a cushion where the hip is a socket, is a ball and socket
joint.
And the labrum is like a rubbery tissue that lines the socket.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can get frayed and torn.
Mm.
And it's an athletic injury commonly, or wear and tear injury that is associated with old age and arthritis. And actually it was injury that A-Rod had. Alex Rodriguez, baseball player for the Texas Rangers and the Yankees.
Yeah.
Now a commentator. And he had the surgery. And I remember when he had the surgery, it was actually not like a hip replacement. It was just they kind of open it up. Sounds icky, but they kind of cry open the ball and socket. And then they clean it out or fix it or sew it back. I'm not sure what they do.
Wow.
And it was a fix. And he was able to play again for a while.
Fantastic.
So it's not that big a deal. Now, it's really interesting. This person's asking me for a labrum tear specialist in Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois. So Roger says, if I do need surgery, could you recommend someone?
Because you really think I have like an encyclopedic memory.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. That's why you get these questions.
Could you recommend a reproductive endocrinologist in northern Mississippi?
Right.
I'm just having to know one. And
sure.
And they're integrated, too.
Yeah, in Amarillo, Texas.
It's like, no, I don't know. But here's the good thing about it. Is it's such a standard procedure. It's taught everywhere at centers of excellence. And then these surgeries go, these surgeons go hither and thither and yon. With standard procedures and equipment to do the same surgery everywhere in the country that they
hired. Wow.
And so it's not like it's a very experimental procedure.
Yeah.
It's a relatively routine procedure. Now, it'd be one thing if it was like, you know, there are certain procedures where like they've never been done.
Yeah.
And it's like there's one guy at like the Mayo Clinic or at, you know, Beth Israel Hospital that. Harvard system.
The way you described it, it sounds like they're going in there to do a little cleaning and then sew it back up.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a total hip replacement.
No.
Or even a partial hip replacement.
No. Yep.
Or anything like that. If there is a such thing as a partial hip replacement, I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, but so that's something. Yeah.
Look, I'm all for high-tech interventions that enable you to continue an active lifestyle, because I think people outlive their joints. You know, they may be sound when it comes to heart, brain, and so on, but you know, what's the point of like at 60 or even 70 and just limping and feeling in pain and miserable, be limited in exercise?
Yeah.
It's going to curtail your longevity when you can take a procedure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take a little bit of leap of faith and go under anesthesia and, you know, go to a hospital. But I'm not so anti-conventional medicine that I don't think these should be. Where there's excess surgery, I mean, I'm not a big fan of back surgery unless it's a very last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Because back surgery...
That could be iffy, right?
Iffy.
Yeah.
But then again, there's times where it's got to be done.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
Mm-hmm. So who do you know in Pensacola, Florida?
Four.
And what about Boise, Idaho?
If you fly to Anchorage, Alaska, this great guy, and he flies in a private plane till I comes to the, in the, you know,
there you go.
In the Arctic. And
I remember seeing an ad for a dietitian in Alaska who would be going on those planes to visit, to go and do their
could be your next adventure.
Oh my goodness. And I looked at that and I just considered that. I said, wow, what would life be like to do? This was many years ago. And I looked at it and I said, the road not taken, you know, that right. Wow. Who knows?
It's like, okay, you got to eat more of that caribou meat. Yeah. It's like,
I'm sorry, I can't get to you today. We've got 17 feet of snow.
It's like mush, you know.
Mush,
it's like,
exactly.
It's like, I do run to catch your fictions. Right. You need to stop eating all that blubber. No, actually, eat more blubber. It's a,
yeah.
Anyway, okay, so good point at which to pause before we descend into complete mirth and share a vital message with you. So listen up, here goes.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Okay. Listening, thanks for supporting our sponsors. As always, they are what propels intelligent medicine and makes it a free resource for you. And now, back to our questions.
This comes from Bob. I have a couple of questions concerning my 93-year-old mother. She's in relatively good health. She's independent,
we're
very sharp.
We're gerontology today.
Honestly, it's something. It shouldn't be. Yeah. I mean, everybody's living longer, so there are more of these kind of questions.
Right.
So Bob says, lately she seems to exhibit more anxieties than in the past, particularly about safety, the health of her relatives and friends.
Yeah.
Would there be any problem trying out the Plus CBD Calm gummies to ease some of that? She doesn't take any meds.
That's
She's not related to mental or emotional
health.
That's
a beautiful suggestion because, you know, when they take, you know, first of all, as you get older and more frail, and part of it is the physical insecurity of being older.
Yeah.
Is it becomes daunting to do things.
You feel less secure.
You feel less secure.
Yeah.
And I got to say, you know, when I broke my hip, I experienced that.
Sure.
I had a very teachable moment about what it would be like I was 56, of what it would be like 40 years hence, because I felt unstable.
Mm-hmm.
I felt out of breath. I would watch all these people careening down the sidewalk and I would like,
why can't I do that? I can't even imagine doing that.
And so I just like, I felt, and then the worst part of it was I was actually walking, took one of my first tentative steps outside my apartment building. I'd actually gone down the elevator. I walked back and forth in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I ventured forth on the sidewalk and this old bent over lady came by me using a walker, and she passed me. She turned her head around and she goes, "Cripple too." And it was like, oh gosh, that was rough.
Crippled.
I should
flatter. Would have made somebody to say that.
This is New York. So I got an intimation of what that's like.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit of changes in the brain.
Yeah.
Where there's a little more fragility of your emotions.
Yeah.
emotional lability.
Sure.
Add to that maybe pain, because pain always increases anxiety because you're hurting, you're achy. So yes, I just interviewed Stuart Topk about this, mm-hmm. one of our podcasts, and I think that's an excellent suggestion. It's mild.
Yeah.
Some theanine in it.
Right. The plus CBD calm gummies.
It's definitely worth a shot.
Yeah.
And the problem is when you use powerful pharmaceutical medications in older people, they can really zonk them.
Yeah.
And they can also make them fall.
Yes.
That's a major cause of falls because they become disoriented, lightheaded, and lose their balance.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
And it can also accelerate dementia.
Yes.
I lose about, if I were to take Valium, which I haven't taken, I guess since maybe I had like my wisdom teeth out or something when I was a kid, I lost like 20 IQ points, but I could afford it. You know, it's like still with you're around 100 anyway.
Yeah.
It's average. I went from being, smart to average. But if you're already like running on fumes in terms of your cognitive abilities and it drops you down, then you can get like instant dementia, from that.
Yeah.
So
that's really something.
CBD won't do that.
Right. Bob has another question.
Oh.
Also, when she broke her hip and wrist in a fall about 6 or 7 years ago.
She survived it.
Yeah. And had them surgically repaired, I began to give her Ostanol.
What?
I believe this supported her surprisingly short recovery time. Now, this was 6 or 7 years ago. I've been continuing to give her Ostanol since then, and I was wondering, is it still advisable to do so at this time? And if it matters, she does have arthritis in her knees.
Ostanol is bone morphogenic protein, BMP, and it's actually originally intended for use as something to apply topically to the wound site during surgery to knit the bones together. But it was found that taking it orally had some benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was repurposed for as an oral supplement. That's, the story behind it, if I'm not mistaken. And so that could suggest that it accelerated healing. But by the way, she was already in her 80s when she had this.
Yeah.
And the survival rate for men who are 80 and above is about 50-50 after a hip fracture. For women, it's about 1/3. Having had it when I was fully in my athletic prime in my 50s, doing, Olympic triathlons at the time, I'll tell you, I felt like I was circling the drain for a couple of weeks there.
Wow.
And that, when your heart is compromised, when you're already got some other comorbid conditions, it can just dispatch you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the slippery slope. So she recovered. That's great. She's got the resilience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really something. Bob, thank you for your questions. Best of luck to your mother. Sounds wonderful.
Yep.
Sounds wonderful. Good health to your mother and to you as well. We have a question from Rich. Dear Dr. Hoffman, I'm 60 years old. I'm 5'6". I've maintained my weight for the past 18 years, I do vigorous exercise, and I practice time-restricted feeding on a regimen of 2 meals a day. My weakness is I have a bit of a sweet tooth. I want to know if I am exercising off the sweet stuff that I'm eating. My annual blood tests don't include a hemoglobin A1C. Should I ask the doctor to order the test on my next physical?
Hell yeah.
He's 60. What? Hey, Rich, why hasn't your doctor done this already? What's going on?
The other thing is, we inveigh constantly about sugar.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat some sugar.
Yeah.
Unless you're really hardcore, we're going to eat some sugar. Now, people who have diabetes, I urge them to not have any sugar ever.
Yeah.
That means they'll have some sugar occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't get nuts about this.
Right, right. Yeah.
So
we have to live in this world. Now, Rich, it depends. Are you exercising off the sweet stuff? It's interesting that he asks about the A1C because the A1C will tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the other thing is, though, your exercise does mitigate the effects of some carbohydrate consumption.
Yeah.
So if you're just a sedentary blob, you should eat a hell of a lot less carbs because you don't need them for energy. But if you're doing a lot of exercise, one of the reasons I like to exercise, it gives me a little more latitude in terms of my diet.
You can eat more of the stuff.
Yeah. At this Thanksgiving that I'm going to, there's going to be like 8 different desserts.
Oh, lovely.
Because it's like...
You need to take bites of each of them.
Because it's a little bit of a potluck. You know, everybody's bringing their creation. And I'm going to try them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go into a sugar coma. And then I'm going to watch a football game.
And that's that.
It's wins.
Yeah. Rich also sent us an article. This was a study out of Tel Aviv University. Aerobic activity can reduce risk of metastatic cancer by 72%.
Okay.
And it has to do with that the body is using the glucose for the exercise rather than feeding the tumor. I mean, that's the bottom line of this article that he sent. And how exercise is like, I've said it before, exercise is a prescription. It's almost like taking metformin.
Cool.
Like that. So it's wonderful.
Metformin.
It is absolutely better than metformin. So none of the side effects.
So what I would say to that is that's great. I think that mechanistically, what you said is absolutely correct, is that excess sugar gets sopped up by exercise. But there are probably a multiplicity of mechanisms, maybe dozens of mechanisms by which exercise helps to retard the progression of cancer.
Yeah.
And some of those mechanisms are immunological mechanisms that may do something to boost the body's vigilance or surveillance against cancer.
Yeah.
It may promote autophagy, which is the death of cell that...
The cellular debris, the house cleaning, the repair of DNA, autophagy, autophagy, tomato, tomato.
Okay. I mean, studies show, and I usually key this off every year. It's October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, can you run away from breast cancer? And the answer is yes. You can even walk away from breast cancer statistically.
Yeah.
No, it's not 100%, but you can double digits reduce your chance of recurrence after you've had breast cancer and effective treatment.
Yeah.
Because you wait for the other shoe to drop. What can I do? Okay. Take Femara, these medications, but exercise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Rich, thank you for that very thoughtful question. And yes, ask your doctor for a hemoglobin A1C test. That will tell you a whole lot of information about your blood sugar and how well you're doing with the exercise and if you're able to exercise off the excess carbs that you're having.
You know, it just occurs to me, a potent grip to this thing that I mentioned earlier about cardiovascular risk is, of course, it's not all about cholesterol.
No.
And, we tend to put a lot of faith on LDL cholesterol and even HDL cholesterol.
Yeah.
A study came out recently, just saw it today, that says that, and what we've known is that HDL that's high isn't necessarily protective against heart disease.
That's right. Yeah.
But conversely, HDL that's low has different meanings depending on your race.
Ah.
HDL that's low in white males, Caucasian males, is a risk factor. HDL that's low in African Americans, on average, is not a risk factor.
Oh, that is so interesting.
Now, that does not mean that if you're an African American male and you have a low HDL, don't worry about it. You're not at risk. On average, and no individual is an average person.
True. So it's an average.
As they say in the commercials with the disclaimer, results may vary.
Yeah.
And but we can't completely place our faith in HDL. I've got HDL, I'll be fine. Or, oh my God, I got a low HDL. I'm in trouble. So the other thing to look at, and these are two really important tests that I'd like to see done more. Apolipoprotein B, which actually predicts risk better than total LDL.
Yeah.
And also LP little a, LP small a.
Mm-hmm.
And patients who have LP small a, even if they have pretty normal cholesterol, have much accelerated atherosclerosis.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's been claimed in research to be a bigger risk factor than the LDL number.
Right.
Altogether. Yeah.
And there are no drugs that lower LP little a. In fact, statins raise LP little a sometimes a little bit, but the PCSK9 inhibitors can lower LP little a.
Yeah.
they're coming up with new drugs that will target Lp(a).
That's great, because Lp(a) nutritionally is a tough one.
Yeah, it's not really like a diet.
Maybe carnitine, maybe vitamin C, maybe stearic acid, which is a saturated fat, but it's not a silver bullet.
Right, right. So it'd be nice if there was a medication to help those people, because those people already have accelerated risk for atherosclerosis.
Yeah. So that's,
you know, they'll have variables like, are you normal weight? Are you exercising? Are you taking right supplements? Are you not inflamed? Do you have a good homocysteine? That's another risk factor.
Okay.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have one more question.
Let's see here. We've got one from Michael. Hi, Dr. Hoppen and Layla. I find the sleep gummies that you advertise helpful. However, can one become dependent upon them, since when I don't take one, I don't sleep as well as when I do?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's whenever you take something that helps you, there's a bit of a psychological dependence.
True. That's true.
So,
oh, I didn't do this, so that's going to happen or not happen. I mean,
occasionally, like, you know, I travel between different residences. You know, I try to have a stash of everything in each residence, but sometimes I make a mistake. And then I go, oh my goodness, I don't have any CBE to sleep. I sleep anyway.
I need to sleep anyway. Unless you ate too much chocolate or something.
I try to avoid chocolate after noon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to load my chocolate earlier.
I've had a couple of the Flavonaturals because I got some nice swag.
Oh, yeah.
Writing the article about it. I've had some of that dark chocolate. Now, I'm not a chocolate person.
Right.
But I tried it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed some after dinner. Didn't do anything to my sleep.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
It's a little activating, I have to say.
No.
We have a four-year-old in our family. And so I gave some samples to the mom.
Yeah.
And I said she might enjoy it. And there's actually, there's one that is a mocha chocolate.
Okay.
But it's a drink, like chocolate milk. It's not made with milk. It's made with oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really careful to give the one that was not mocha. Mocha has caffeine. I just gave the one that was the chocolate, regular chocolate. And it's delicious, and kids really like it. So she cracked it open, gave it to the four-year-old at dinner time. And then she texted me, and she said, I have to talk to you. What is in that chocolate? Because her little girl was like, she's like just zooming around the apartment, and she just was impossible to put down to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, it is good for exercise.
I said, oh my goodness, did I make a mistake? And I said, show me, take a picture of the thing. And it wasn't the one that has caffeine in it.
Uh-huh.
But there's something about chocolate that is a little energizing.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, like, don't call poison control yet, you know. It'll be fine. You know, she'll say, don't give it to her at dinner.
Yeah.
You know, because kids are more sensitive.
Right.
It's like really high test cocoa, but it was.
It is kind of funny. Yeah.
But she had like a little moment, you know, panic there, like, what did you do?
It's right
there.
Gosh. So, yeah. Well, you know, Michael, when you don't take it, and yeah, it can be psychological, absolutely, but, you know, there isn't a physiological dependence.
There is with marijuana.
There's marijuana,
like a marijuana withdrawal kind of thing. Like a high.
Is that what's in the sleep?
Well, there's no marijuana. There's no THC.
Right.
THC withdrawal can cause a hyperemesis thing, like a cyclic vomit.
Yeah.
And that's because of the really strong pot that they have now available. That's much stronger than what was circulating around the campuses when I was in college.
Yeah.
It's really cultivated to have a very high THC content. And it's not balanced with CBD. You can go to marijuana dispensaries and get different shades and variations of the pot. But the stuff, the street pot, is basically designed to just knock your socks off.
Yeah.
And maybe laced with other chemicals sometimes.
God forbid, like fentanyl or something.
So
that's a whole other topic.
Yeah. Well, in our discussion, Stuart Tomkin and I agreed that the marijuana is not a great idea. Smoking, it's going to damage your lungs.
Yeah.
Taking edibles is going to damage your brain. But use CBD, because CBD has been shown to have mostly beneficial effects of brain.
Yeah. All right.
With that, let's wrap up.
Yes. A reminder, questions at drhoffman.net is the place to go to send your questions, topics of interest.
Holiday sale, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. At DearHoffmanStore.com starting on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Get 10% off and free shipping at DearHoffmanStore.com.
Right in time for the holidays. It's all good news.
Stock up.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my FullScript online supplement dispensary. November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. You stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
This is Layla Mutin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.